The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today,
this mission was a testament to the power of God's redemption and the beauty of His restoration. Oh, it was a spiritual warfare between light and darkness. My spirit would not back down. I could feel the fight within me to stand for those who belong to Jesus, to be their voice, and to fight for them every single day. So now, let me take you on this incredible journey with me. You will see, just like I did, how God has appointed and anointed our mission partners for such a time as this.
Next on Life Today.
Hello, everybody. I'm Tammy Trent. Welcome to this special program of Life Today. I have been waiting for this day to come ever since I got back from my recent mission trip to Southeast Asia. In all my years of traveling with Life Outreach International doing mission work, this was really my first in-depth human trafficking mission trip. I experienced so much more than I ever had before, things I'd only heard about or imagined. Some of it felt like maybe scenes from a movie. And I found myself asking, is this really real? Well, let me tell you, it was real. Real life, real people, and real stories. And I didn't want to miss a moment of it. I wanted to be with these girls and those boys every chance I got on this trip. They're memories that will be etched in my heart forever. My journey was emotionally challenging. One night, walking through the red light district, talking to the girls, and taking everything in, I stopped, overwhelmed by the weight of it all. I stood outside of a place called Bar Lucifer, and it felt like I was standing in the thick of a battle between light and darkness. My spirit would not back down. I could feel the fight within me to stand for those who belong to Jesus, to be their voice, and to fight for them every single day. Oh, it was a spiritual warfare, and it was at its best coming at me. The darkness hated that we were there. It hated that I was there on a mission. The darkness seeks to consume the light wherever it can. In the attacks, well, they felt personal. I got sick, and I was losing my voice, and I even broke my arm after slipping in my hotel bathroom. I remember laying on the floor, just crying and weeping. It was our last day of the trip, the day I had been looking forward to for months, the day I would visit our life center in Southeast Asia. I felt defeated. I didn't know how much more I could even take emotionally, but I wasn't about to miss what God was doing. So I pulled myself together. I told the team what had happened, and I'll never forget our mission director, John Yates, saying to me, "Tammy, if there's anything you can't do today, just let me know." And I said, "John, there's nothing I can't do. I don't want to miss having lunch with them. I don't want to miss playing with them. I don't want to miss praying with them. I don't want to miss any of it. I want to hold them. I want to just be in the moment with them. I don't want to miss any of it." See, the enemy tried hard to take me out and silence me the whole entire trip, just as he tries to silence those children. But I was determined to speak the voice of God over them as long as I had breath. And that's all I needed, just one simple breath to declare, "It is finished." So now, let me take you on this incredible journey with me, from the red light district to the beautiful safe houses where those who've been rescued are being restored at this very moment. And you'll see that we've blurred out a lot of faces throughout this mission special. We do that to protect further victimization and their precious dignity. You will see, just like I did, how God has appointed and anointed our mission partners for such a time as this. Watch this.
On a recent trip with our Life Outreach mission team, I had the opportunity to walk through a red light district alongside one of our partners who works tirelessly to rescue girls trapped in bondage to sex traffickers or at risk of being trafficked. But the heartbreaking reality of what happens to young girls trapped in a world driven by sexual predators didn't really sink in until our mission team visited another of our mission partners at their safe house. It was there in these comfortable surroundings that we met some of the girls brought to our partners by local authorities who rescue children at risk of being sexually abused, exploited, or trafficked. I met several survivors, and I was totally shocked by what I learned. There were three young girls who I will never forget. Each of these precious girls were rescued from horrible situations and brought to our partner's safe house. Shrey Owen was trafficked and exploited by someone her family trusted. Shrey was sick, and when her grandmother called for a doctor, he sexually exploited and groomed her at his practice. Kanya was targeted by predators at her school, where she was sexually abused and threatened into being silent. But there's a happy ending here, and it's in progress for their stories because their lives are being restored by our loving mission partners. Elizabeth, one of the youngest of the mission team, gave me a tour of their safe house. It was there that I got a firsthand look at the safe environment these girls experience when they first arrive.
I know that God, I have no doubt that God has appointed you to help change the lives of these little girls.
When I was around 18, 19 years old, I started to hear about human trafficking, and it truly broke my heart. After a while, you know, my emotions faded away, but I decided to turn that brokenness into action. I want to be a part of restoring these girls' lives, making sure they have hope and they can thrive and they can have a bright future, and more than that, that they can come to know the love of God and that God can work in them.
Can I just say that if you're watching right now and God has laid it on your heart, then don't hesitate. Prayer, more than anything, please cover this ministry with prayer. Will you give to help continue this incredible work here in Southeast Asia? And then trust that God will take it and that He'll multiply it, He'll send it where it needs to go, and lives will be changed for the glory of God. Yes, lives will be changed for the glory of God. I saw it all around me on that trip. Spending the day with Elizabeth and all the girls in that safe house, it was absolutely amazing. And to see how God was using her was absolutely incredible. She was so gracious and welcoming all of us in, into every inch of that home, showing me exactly what Mission Rescue Life was helping them to accomplish. These girls feel pure, genuine love, and not one person within those walls had an agenda to take one thing from them like others have on the outside. They know that restoration is possible, that there is a plan in place to help them put their lives back together again. I went upstairs to hang out with the older girls for a little while, and I remember sitting with them. I could feel the heavy weight of their pain and the shame and the trauma. Even as I simply began to talk with them about their futures, dreams, and the hope of a better life, the girls just started crying. We were all crying at that point. I remember picking up a Bible that was just sitting there, and I asked them how important the Word of God was to them. And I remember one of the girls, oh my goodness, she had such a touch of God on her life. I could feel it in that moment. She couldn't stop talking about what God had done for her and how He was bringing her freedom, freedom from the lies, freedom from the torment, freedom from the trauma, freedom from the abuse. It was powerful. I sat in that room feeling so inspired by their determination and the maturity to trust God on the hard days and to put their hope in Him for their futures, because in that space of healing for them, new life had just begun. They are on a path to healing and strength and will be ready to disarm the next weapon that tries to form against them. I have no doubt about it, because they are being equipped right now with the truth of who they are in Christ and who the truth of God's Word is over their life. I also want to show you something special that I brought back home with me. Remember those three little girls I was hanging out with? We started drawing on a piece of paper together on the floor. It was this piece of paper. Oh my goodness, we were drawing hearts and flowers, and I was teaching them the alphabet and my name, how to spell my name. In moments like that, I imagine what it would feel like to be a mom. I would have loved it, making sure my children felt loved and important, and all their little ideas and their thoughts were valuable. So I'm in those spaces, I know my mom hat comes on, and I just get lost in the moment. You see, God knows exactly what each one of us needs at all times, you, me, them. And even though life is hard and can cause a lot of pain in our lives, God will always, always find a way to bring redemption. So when I was leaving that day, I remember going back and asking if I could take that drawing with me. I wanted to bring it home. I wanted it to be a memory that would stay with me for the rest of my life. It is precious to me. And this is why it's critical that we come alongside mission partners just like Elizabeth to equip her in any way possible to continue the incredible work happening here every single day. But they have some serious needs that must be met today to keep restoring the lives of many girls who will walk straight through those doors. I have a chance to give. You have a chance to give. Let's not waste this day. Let's not forget these girls and these boys. So let's send whatever we can to help our mission partners, just like Elizabeth, around the world, so these homes can thrive and continue to reach, rescue, and restore lives. Now I want to take you back to Southeast Asia for another glimpse into a life that represents millions desperately trying to rise from the ashes of human trafficking. Here I am in Southeast Asia, where last night, for the first time in my life, I strolled through the streets of what we would call the red light district, and what I saw, I don't think I was prepared for. Girl after girl after girl, waiting to be sold for sex. But as I met many of them, God gave me an incredible opportunity to minister to them. Just a moment of just loving on them right where they were. I'm so sorry for everything you've had to go through in your young life. You didn't deserve it. It wasn't your fault. You are so beautiful, so valuable, so important, and so loved. I'm so glad that you have found a forever family who loves everything about you. Jesus will never let you go. He fights for you. You are his, and you've always been. And I am your sister in Christ. I'm your forever fam. The feeling that I got in those moments, talking with those girls, that not one of them ever dreamed of being in a place like that. They feel no worth. They feel like somebody else's property. They have no dreams. They have no hope. And God sent us in there, in that place, to speak life to them. I kept thinking, what can I do to help set the captives free? But I've seen it. There is a way out. There is a way out. Wow, that takes me right back to that small room where I sat and listened to Sopeep's story. These girls wanted to speak. They've been silenced for so long, many of them for years. They just wanted to share their stories to anyone who would listen. And I was listening, and I heard every word. When she was done, I looked over to our mission partner who works with these girls every single day. If I could just say something, can I just say something? And she graciously said, yes. When I opened my mouth, the only thing that would come out of my mouth first was, I'm just sorry. I'm so sorry. But then my heart was full of words. I just couldn't stop. It just, everything was coming out of me. So much came pouring out of me. So there we were. I remember inching closer. as I felt her trust level towards me growing. She had shared in her story about longing to belong in a family. So I wanted her to know that she now belongs to the greatest and biggest family in history, the family of God. And when our foreheads met, like I rested my forehead on hers, and it was almost that moment of like, the deal is sealed. She trusted my love for her. She trusted God's love for her and believed in the hope for a forever family. None of these girls, not one of them, deserves what's happened to them. They've been lied to. They've been deceived into thinking there's a better way of life if they will only just believe their abusers. And when they do, all of hell's wrath breaks loose and the enemy begins his most destructive and evil work to destroy the children and these lives and their families, all of it. He just destroys everything. So listen, I said two important things there at the end. What can I do to help set the captives free? And I've seen it. There is a way out. So if there's truly a way out, then what can I do to help? What can we do together to help set them free? The Bible talks about it. Wherever we come together, with a shared purpose and faith, there's a significant impact. Miracles actually happen. So what am I saying? I'm saying that I believe the Lord is also giving us this opportunity to be the miracle through our actions. And today that action is in our giving. So let me tell you what that will look like for us right now. $128 can help save one child from the horror of human trafficking. $1,280 can help reach, rescue, or restore 10 children from the horror of human trafficking. And for those who are able, I want to encourage you to prayerfully consider giving above and beyond today. Here's why. Our mission partner in Southeast Asia has shared that their current rescue home was completely full, with the demand so overwhelming, they had to act quickly to secure another building. And praise God, Life Outreach International helped them do that. But this building needs significant renovations before it can be a safe haven for the children who need to be rescued. When they asked for our help, we just simply couldn't say no. How could we? We just can't say no. When we know there's a child that needs to be rescued, we are all in. We have to step in. And I know it's a big ask. I know it's a big step. I know $1.25 million, it's a lot. But we believe every single penny will be worth it to expand our ability to reach, rescue, and restore even more victims of human trafficking. It's going to take an army, no doubt about it. Mighty warriors, strong and true, listening to the voice of God and marching boldly toward this battle. But I believe anything is possible when we stand together and take back the land the enemy has stolen. We are his army and we're coming for his children. So what can you give? Could you give something today? If you've given before, could you give again? Don't feel the pressure from me, but please, please bring it before our Father and pray about it. I've seen the darkness and I've seen the light, and I will always ask you to partner with us in helping to bring the light into these dark places around the world, because He is our only way out.
Innocent children, longing to be loved and cared for, are being abducted and sold into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, your gift today of only $128 will help reach, rescue, or restore a child and change their destiny forever. Gifts of $64 or $32 will be combined with support from others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of sexual slavery. Currently, one of our rescue centers in Southeast Asia is at maximum capacity, with the need never greater. We need to secure and renovate a new rescue home that will offer refuge and restoration for up to 50 trafficking survivors. Please consider an additional gift, as we urgently need $1.25 million above our normal budget to secure and renovate this place of hope. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Sleep on This by Dr. David Jeremiah. This nightly devotional will help you let go of your anxieties and rest in peace as you reflect on inspiring promises from God's Word. With a gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the elegant mug set, A Beautiful Morning. Both generously sized mugs are inscribed with encouraging scriptures to begin your new day. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will help save 10 children, and you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Human trafficking is one of the darkest evils in this world. The depravity it takes to kidnap, to sell, and to rape a child is matched only by the virtue and strength needed to oppose it. Fighting such systemic evil requires a prayerful strategy. Our teams on the ground work alongside local law enforcement to rescue girls who have been trafficked into the sex slave trade by conducting raids and arresting the criminals involved. Survivors of sex trafficking have often spent years in captivity, and their minds and personalities have been altered. To restore these girls, we provide them with shelter and offer them the hope and healing only found in Christ's love. These children are learning to look out for predators known for coming into their village and how to avoid being lured into captivity. In another part of the world, there's a girl entirely unaware she's about to be kidnapped and sold. But if we can reach her before the predators, we'll save her from a horrific future. Reach, rescue, restore. More than words, this is a fight against hell itself.
Together, you and I can be a voice for the voiceless, a force for change, for justice, for healing. Together, we can dismantle the chains of child trafficking and light a path toward freedom. We know it's a long road, but we are making a difference, one child at a time.
Thank God for our mission partners who are our boots on the ground and are making an enormous impact to stop human trafficking one child at a time. That has to be our mindset. Otherwise, I think we feel like, why does it matter? Why does it matter if I get involved financially? There's still millions and millions of missing children, and they're being trafficked right now in the world. And you're not wrong. There are so many, so many. But here's where our thinking is flawed in believing the lie of the enemy that says it won't matter. It doesn't matter. The children don't matter. They have no worth. They have no purpose. They have no value. They just need us to move on. But I'm here to tell the enemy, I won't move on. I will fight to save one child at a time if that's what it takes, and then another and another and another. Because they do matter. They are children of God. They belong to Him, and they are a part of my family, the family of God. And the truth is, even if you can't see it that way, imagine if it were your child missing and trafficked. You would fight with every fiber of your being to get them back. And that's exactly what we're doing. That's our goal through Reach, Rescue, and Restore. We're fighting, and the hard work is being done. But there's so much more work to do, and we can do it together. Here's what it would look like. $128 can help save one child from the horror of human trafficking. $1,280 can help reach, rescue, and restore 10 children from the horror of human trafficking. And if you're able, I want to encourage you to consider giving an additional gift to help secure and renovate the new rescue home that will provide refuge for up to 50 girls at a time. So please go online or give us a call. Someone is waiting on the other end of the line right now to take your call. So together, you have to believe we can make a difference. Whatever you can give today, it will make an impact. Please believe me when I tell you that. This is urgent. We have to act now. Things are moving. The light's moving. The darkness is moving. And we have got to stop it and push it back. And we know how to do it. We can do it today. Go online and help us do it right now.
Innocent children, longing to be loved and cared for, are being abducted and sold into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, your gift today of only $128 will help reach, rescue, or restore a child and change their destiny forever. Gifts of $64 or $32 will be combined with support from others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of sexual slavery. Currently, one of our rescue centers in Southeast Asia is at maximum capacity, with the need never greater. We need to secure and renovate a new rescue home that will offer refuge and restoration for up to 50 trafficking survivors. Please consider an additional gift, as we urgently need $1.25 million above our normal budget to secure and renovate this place of hope. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Sleep on This by Dr. David Jeremiah. This nightly devotional will help you let go of your anxieties and rest in peace as you reflect on inspiring promises from God's Word. With a gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the elegant mug set, A Beautiful Morning. Both generously sized mugs are inscribed with encouraging scriptures to begin your new day. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will help save 10 children, and you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Away from the devil, they ask for everything, promise to set you free.
Let me just say, just looking at this piece of paper in my hand, taking me back to Southeast Asia and all the children I got to spend time with. Just thinking about their lives and maybe where they're at today. I know that it would be really hard for me to sit here with you today and talk about all of this if I didn't believe in this ministry and all the work we've been able to do to help bring an end to human trafficking. But it was my honor to take you on this journey with me back to Southeast Asia. This mission was a testament to the power of God's redemption and the beauty of His restoration. It left me profoundly grateful, yet deeply moved by the unimaginable darkness these children have endured. I'm forever motivated. I'm forever motivated to make an impact with purpose. And let me leave you with this, because I need it for myself too. We victoriously prevail. The enemy can assemble every weapon he desires, but Jesus will have the final word. And in the meantime, His people will relentlessly rise, building an unshakable army to reclaim the darkness wherever we can. So on behalf of James, Betty, and all of us here at Life Outreach International, I'm Tammy Trent. Thank you so much for watching.
And don't you worry, don't you worry.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.